Welcome to the deep dive. Ready to unpack the T20 Cricket World Cup?
Absolutely. It was a tournament for the history books.
We're going beyond the scores, looking at the shockers, the fan frenzy, and the future of cricket. Krish Pandit's article, The New Cricket Frontier, will be our guide.
Great piece. Really captures the energy of the tournament.
Let's talk about those upsets. The USA beating Pakistan. Unbelievable. In a super over, no less. For those new to cricket, can you explain what a super over is and why this win was so huge?
A super over is like sudden death. A whole match crammed into six balls. Talk about pressure. And for the USA, a team just starting to make a name for themselves to beat a giant like Pakistan. It's monumental.
It really shows the gap between the established cricketing nations and the up-and-comers is shrinking. And it wasn't just that one match. Afghanistan taking down New Zealand and that bowling performance. Wow.
Bowling them out for 75 runs against New Zealand, almost unheard of. And then they beat Australia in the Super 8 stage, that's the knockout round. These weren't flukes. Afghanistan came to play.
It's like the cricketing world got flipped on its head. What I find so fascinating is that these wins have huge implications beyond bragging rights.
Absolutely. More funding, better facilities, more talent coming into the sport in these nations. This World Cup could be a turning point, especially for Afghanistan.
It's like we're seeing a new world order in cricket being born.
Yep.
And this excitement, it's not just overseas. Pandit's article talks about how cricket is booming in the U.S. A $30 million, 34,000-seat stadium built just for this tournament. That's a statement.
It really is. The Nassau County International Cricket Stadium, right in New York, building something that big in just 100 days using prefabricated components, they meant business.
Going for shock and awe. But is there even an audience here to justify that kind of investment?
That's the million-dollar question, and the answer seems to be yes. Pandit's article talks about the economic impact, especially around the India-Pakistan match. People were desperate for tickets.
Supply and demand, right. Mm-hmm. Clearly, a huge appetite for the sport, especially in the South Asian diaspora. Pandit mentioned 190,000 people at all the U.S. matches, mm-hmm. right?
Almost 165,000 of those were at that new stadium in New York. That's incredible. But it's the online numbers that really stand out to me.
Go on.
Traffic from the U.S. to the International Cricket Council's website and app up 370% compared to last year.
That's wild. So not just about being there in person, but people glued to their screens, too. Hmm. Makes you think, this stadium, maybe it wasn't a risk, but an investment.
Yeah.
Like they're betting on cricket becoming a big deal in the U.S.
It's an interesting thought. The U.S. loves its sports, and cricket has that global appeal. Could be huge.
A game changer for sure. Speaking of global audiences, those viewership numbers for the final were unbelievable. 53 million on Disney Plus, Hotstar at its peak.
That's massive. Shows you the reach of this tournament, especially with streaming making it accessible everywhere. The organizers were smart, too, scheduling matches for different time zones.
Yeah, like catering to that primetime audience. So those early morning games were rough for us here.
Can't win them all. But scheduling those big matches like India-Pakistan during Indian primetime, brilliant move. Brought in a huge global audience.
Speaking of global, this World Cup marked the end of an era.
It did.
Kohli and Sharma, last time on the T20 stage.
End of an era, legends.
Their records are incredible. Kohli, the all-time leading run scorer in T20 World Cup history. 11,141 runs, averaging over 81. That's unheard of.
A run machine. And Sharma, the only player to be in every single T20 World Cup since it began, back in 2007. Talk about consistency.
They weren't just players, though. They were icons. What do you think their absence means for India going forward?
It's the big question, isn't it? You can't just replace players like that. The leadership, the experience. But it does open the door for new talent to emerge.
The changing of the guard. Exciting to see who steps up.
Definitely. Indian team. They'll be redefining themselves now. It'll be fascinating to watch.
So looking back at the T20 Cricket World Cup 2024, we saw it all. Unbelievable upsets, new powerhouses emerging, cricket finding a home in the U.S., those viewership numbers through the roof, and of course, the end of an era. What a tournament.
Amazing. And with everything changing like this, the global audience growing, new countries really making a name for themselves, it makes you wonder, could the T20 World Cup become as big as something like the FIFA World Cup?
Wow. Now there's a thought. From what we saw this year, the passion, the drama, the global reach, I wouldn't bet against it. The future of cricket is looking bright.
It is.
That wraps up our deep dive into the T20 Cricket World Cup 2024. Thanks for joining us, and until next time, keep exploring.